بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن معاذ بن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من كذب غيظا وهو قادر على أن ينفذه، إلى آخر الحديث. With regard to the hadith that we read yesterday in this chapter of exercising sabr and patience, is that a person who became angry on somebody and he had the power to exercise that anger of his to execute it, but he controlled himself, then on the day of Qiyamah Allah will bless him with this great honor that in front of all the creation Allah will let him choose one of the beautiful Hurul Ain of Jannah. So that will be a great honor that will be given. However, as it has come before also, we have to understand this anger must be for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. If it is this anger which is for dunya's sake, for a person's personal things, and a person controls it, he will get this reward. But anger for the pleasure of Allah, it comes in a hadith, man abghadha lillah, a person who becomes angry for Allah Ta'ala, then that person's iman is complete. To become angry for the pleasure of Allah, for the sake of the deen of Allah. On one occasion, one minister in Pakistan phoned Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah alayh and offered him certain services, like building a library for him, a classroom for him. Maulana, where he was a great allama, great muhaddith, he was a great wali of Allah Ta'ala as well. He immediately made out this person has got some other agenda and he just wants to put this, dangle the carrot in front and offer me these things, but actually he has got some other evil objectives. So Maulana refused everything. But that person was so audacious, he came personally to the madrasa. When Maulana was informed, Maulana was still young at that time, he took his lathi and actually ran to hit that person. So at that time, there is no control of anger for the sake of deen. He vented his anger and showed it. Islam has prescribed jihad also. And in jihad, there will be the killing of the kuffar also. So all that is part of iman. If a person doesn't have that in him for the sake of deen, when Allah's laws are broken and we don't worry about it, and when our personal matters, if our finances, our home, our personal things, there is something that we become very angry. But for the sake of iman, for the sake of deen, if we don't become angry, that means there is a deficiency in our iman. There are those ulama that you can tell them whatever you want to about their personal selves and they don't worry. They accept it with a smile. They don't become angry. But say one word against deen, and then they will not be able to, they don't control themselves. And they will say whatever they have to say, they will do whatever they have to do. So that is a part of iman, to become angry for the sake of deen. And this in Islam, jihad, which is such a great command, is part of that. So we must not misunderstand this. And today, commonly, how many of us in our homes, namaz is not there by everyone. Islamic way of life is not there, dressing is different, and we don't say a word about it. But let one cup be broken, let one window, somebody breaks it, and then see how angry we become about those things. So the anger is a natural thing, and it must be channelized in the correct way, and that is for the deen of Allah. That is only when the deen of Allah will be established in the world. And the person who does that, that is, he has completed and perfected his iman. Until we don't become angry for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, then that person's iman is deficient, his iman is not complete also. So Allah bless us with the correct understanding of our deen. And the one of the major things, anger which is in a person, that it be used in the correct way for the deen and for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.